If you were in the stadium yesterday, you probably saw a guy up on the big screens that they have here, the big high-definition screens. He's got a hard hat, and he's got a 2x4 bolted to the top of the hard hat. And he's got a 39 on it, and on top of the 2x4 it says Woodhead. And I got it the first time I could figure it all out. And the guy that he was cheering for with his 39 jersey is sitting here right now. Danny Woodhead has joined us. It's good to see you. Nice to meet you, too.
Nice to see you, too.
He walked in, Michael, and I says, hey, how you feeling? He says, good. How you feeling? I said, well, I didn't run into anybody yesterday. I feel fine. Because you ran into a few folks there yesterday.
You know, that's going to happen, you know, when you get the ball a couple times in the game. And, you know, that's what you play for. It's football.
I'm sure one of the top questions you have to deal with at your size is, how are you in blitz pickup? And yesterday, you had a situation where here comes Ray Lewis, the best linebacker of his generation, maybe ever. What were you thinking when you see Ray Lewis coming at you?
I was thinking block him. You know, that's the the first thing I was thinking, because I got to protect Tom, and you know, I was going to do everything I could to protect him, so you know, he could make the throw.
Do you feel like that is one of your strengths? Because I'm sure people don't think, oh, he won't be able to block him. Is that a strength of yours?
You know, of course people don't think that. I mean, I'm not a very big guy. But, you know, I feel confident doing it. And is it something I need to get better at every day? Yes. And that's something I'm going to continue to focus on.
When the Patriots brought you in here, I cynically thought, oh, they just want a spy for Jets Week. You know, that they just want to bring a guy in and tell him about the Jets. I was wrong. And the Patriots obviously saw something. What did you think when the Patriots called you the first time?
I thought it was a great opportunity. I wasn't into thinking, you know, I was supposed to be there to help out for the, you know, the Jets game. I was thinking it's a great opportunity, and I'm going to go in and work hard, just like I've, you know, worked every single day of my professional career.
And did you think that you'd be as big a part of this offense as soon as you have been?
It's not something really I've thought about. Honestly, I just go to work every day, work as hard as I can. And, you know, if there's opportunities that are there, I'm going to try to make the most of them. And, you know, that's the way I approach things every day. And I have throughout high school, college, and now professional career. It's not for me to worry about how much I play. It's for me to worry about doing my job every day, whether it's in practice, meetings, or games.
You know, Danny, I watched Hard Knocks just like most football fans out there, and I saw Jets players and Jets coaches saying great things about Danny Woodhead. Then he's released. So I'm wondering, okay, why did they release him? What did they say to you? Why did they release you?
You know, they needed I guess they needed a receiver at the time. I don't really know, but, you know, that's not something I'm really concerned with. It's not something I go back and look at, like, why did I get released? Because, you know, obviously God had a plan for my life, and it was to be here at this present time. And I'm just going to continue to do whatever I can to help the Patriots out, because this is my team. The Jets, that's totally the past.
And at the time when it happened, you said, okay, I'm released here, but I'll have another opportunity? Or did you think maybe it's not going to work out for me?
Oh, I felt like that I was going to get another opportunity. I mean, I didn't know when, where, but that wasn't something – you know, that was out of my control. So I was gonna go back to Nebraska and make sure I was prepared for when I did get a call, and the call came a little bit earlier than I would have thought.
You came out of Chadron State as with a reputation of being one of the best running backs in the history of the NCAA. In fact, I think you set the NCAA record for rushing yards. And yet I hear Tom Brady on the radio station this morning talking about your hands and how well you catch the football. How much did they even throw you the football in college?
I caught a few more passes than people might think. I think
my guess was you ran it every time.
35 to 40 times, I think it was a year that I caught the ball. So, I mean, I caught some passes. But, you know, I was there to do whatever I could to help the team. I'm not concerned with how many times I carry the ball or how many times I catch the ball. I'm gonna go just as hard, you know, when the play isn't to me, whether it's protecting the quarterback. And, you know, whatever I can do to help the team out is what I'm going to do. I don't want to be that selfish player and, you know, worry about what I can do, you know, with the ball in my hands.
One of our regular Friday guests is Fred Taylor. We're big Fred Taylor fans, okay? And I just sort of think if I was a young running back in the league and a guy like Fred Taylor would be willing to talk to me and help me out, man, I would staple myself to his side. Is that what you do?
You know, Freddie's helped out a ton, you know, just in the few weeks that I've been here. Because, I mean, to be honest, I still haven't been here very long. And he's been great, you know, whether it be questions about the offense or just questions about what the defense might do. Not necessarily just the team that week, but what defenses, you know, have done in the past. So he's been a great guy to bounce questions off, you know, just like Kevin, too. He's helped me out a ton, and all the running backs work together.
You know, speaking of questions about the offense, many offensive players have said how exhaustive, how thick the playbook is and how difficult it is to pick up. You were able to pick it up very quickly and play, and I think your first week here, how'd you pick it up so quickly?
Coming to work and working.
You have a photographic memory, don't you?
You know, I've been able to pick things up, and I'm very thankful for that. But it does come down to work, and it is my job. So, you know, I take it very seriously, and whether it's a week or 3 weeks to get to learn a playbook, I feel like that's something I need to do. Is I need to know that playbook, because if I do get an opportunity that first week, I need to be ready in case, you know, my number is called.
Like when we were in school, they had those flashcards, and then you figured out how much time did you spend? Was it 3 hours, 4 hours a day just trying to figure out this offense? How much time do you think you put into it?
I don't know necessarily time. That first week, it was definitely more than 3 hours a day, though. But like I said, that's my responsibility, whether I have a month, 2 months, or a week to learn it. That's my responsibility, you know, when I come here, because that's my job. I'm supposed to know what I'm supposed to do. And, you know, I had to take it upon myself to put the time in, because, you know, this is a great opportunity, and I wanted to be ready for it.
You know, Michael mentioned we were watching you all summer long, or in August anyway, on TV. And I thought it was kind of ironic. All right, you get cut by the Jets, but you get an opportunity somewhere else. The unusual part is you get an opportunity with that team's most hated rival, which means you were hearing junk about the Patriots all summer long, and all of a sudden you're wearing this thing, you know, which is the image of what you had of this team before you arrived. How did it compare with what you saw when you did arrive?
You know, I mean, yeah, the Patriots were a rival when I was with the New York Jets, but, you know, you can quickly, you know, change hats when, you know, you get picked up by the other team. And the thing that I've, you know, really enjoyed seeing about this team is, you know, the commitment to winning. And everyone wants to win so badly, and I think it shows, you know, in the effort, in the preparation, and in everything that comes with it, week in and week out.
What's it like for you on a daily basis to work with a guy like Brady?
I mean, he's one of the greatest quarterbacks ever. And, you know, to work with him makes things easier for you. You know, I mean, he helps you out with plays, with defenses, and he definitely makes things easier for everyone else.
So you played basketball in high school too?
Yeah.
Could you have played college basketball?
You know, that was sophomore year is kind of when I decided that football was the route I was going to go. But that was definitely on the radar. That was something I thought I was going to play. And then I guess football worked out.
Now, I know you wanted to play football. You wanted to play at Nebraska, right?
Yeah.
Basketball, you just wanted to go to Nebraska for whatever it was going to be, whether it was football or basketball?
I mean, after my sophomore year, I kind of decided that, you know, I think football's the route that might suit me best, and I think that worked out.
What was your game like?
Hoop basketball. Game. I played. I was a shooter, drove the ball, but
LeBron, D Wade, Iverson.
You know, I don't know if I'd say LeBron or D Wade, because it's kind of tough when you're about 5'7" and 3/4" to be a LeBron or Wade, but. I don't know. I could do
a little Chris Paul, maybe.
Maybe not. but I was all right.
How young were you when people first started telling you were too small?
Oh man. I don't remember. I remember my freshman year of high school going out where, because I didn't play 7th or 8th grade because I was actually a homeschool growing up and they didn't allow you to play football within the school. And 9th grade, I was, maybe I'll go out for running back. And I remember a bunch of guys, we already have good running backs, you know. maybe receiver would be better suited for you. You're not very big. And I don't know if I kind of took that as a challenge, but I obviously ended up playing running back. And so probably freshman year of high school, and it's continued, and it's still going to continue.
Because it's not like you're going to suddenly become 6'2",
oh,
right?
No. You know, I don't think that's going to happen. I think I might have reached the age to where, you know, I'm not going to grow anymore. I don't think I'm going to get any more inches, but – you know, that's all right. I'm all right with being my height. I wouldn't take another inch, you know, if I had to.
Folks here like watching you play.
Well, I like playing here. I like playing for these fans.
It's great to meet you. Thanks for coming by.
Hey, thanks a lot for having me.
Danny Woodhead joining us on a Patriots Monday, Sports Radio WEEI.